Hey there. Welcome to episode 153 of Becoming More Me. This is the podcast for busy-minded entrepreneurs that want to be more and do less. I hope these episodes inspire you to become more of the person you feel called to be in this world and to let it be easy. I'm your host, Teresa Lear-Levine. I am an EFT master practitioner, hypnotherapist, and international best-selling author of Becoming More Me, Tapping into Success, Subconscious Secrets of an ADHD Entrepreneurial Mom. Helping you get out of your own way, shed light on your shadows, be more and do less, and call your power back so that you can make the never-ending journey of becoming one that you can truly get present for and enjoy is my jam. Today, we are exploring the question of what if you could transform your comparison and envy into fuel for your success. It all starts now. Hey there. So today we are talking about envy, we're talking about comparison, and we're talking about how they don't always have to be the bad guy and how we can actually leverage those for our success. It might just change how you view some of your deepest feelings and, you know, yeah, envy and comparison. So you heard me right. We're not just going to talk about them. We are going to flip the script and explore how these emotions can actually be your allies in achieving incredible success. So let's dig right in and look first at understanding envy and comparison, because we are taught that those are negative emotions, negative things. There are commandments religiously about envy, and you know, it's considered a deadly sin. So when we're looking at these things as negative emotions, and yet they pop up often because so many of us find ourselves comparing our life to someone else's life, our business to someone else's business, our marriage to someone else's marriage, our kids to someone else's kids, our hair, our body, our clothes, our cars to someone else's, and even our attitudes to other people's attitudes. The list can go on and on and on. There's always something that we can find to compare, and it's really what we do with that that matters. And these feelings are normal. These comparisons are normal. And they're really powerful indicators of what we aspire to achieve. They show us what is resonant with our core values and what we might consider as benchmarks even for our own goals. So I think it's really important to befriend these things. You know, so often I have these issues brought into session with me, with clients who are just, it brings in the not enoughness usually. And it also usually taps us into issues around worthiness. And it's a beautiful gateway, really, because it's never been about the other. It's always been about us. So we can leverage these things. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you see a fellow entrepreneur. They have a thriving business. They've just launched this, you know, groundbreaking program, product, course, whatever the thing is that they're amazing at doing. And instead of feeling that comparison or that envy that you have not yet reached that point or done that thing, I'm calling you into shifting your focus. I'm calling you in to envying what it took for them to get their result. Not envying the result, the successful launch of said product, program, course, what have you, but envying the work that they actually did to do that, the work it took to create this product the work it took to create this program, the skills that they had to fine-tune and dial in order to make it successful, all of the things that are happening behind the scenes, and those muscles that are being built by the things that nobody sees at the end when it is simply a success. Those become the things to envy. And, you know, so yeah, envy those long nights, the strategic planning, the relentless passion that they have put into this product or project, and appreciate their journey, not the destination that they ended up at through the work. This shift in perspective literally changes everything, and it turns envy into admiration, appreciation, and inspiration for you. Now, it's no different than if you find yourself comparing your body or results from moving in a certain way or eating in a certain way to someone else's. So maybe you find yourself envying somebody's, you know, defined and chiseled core, those six-pack abs, or really defined glutes, or a beautiful waistline, or what have you, instead of envying the end result body that this person has, which is, I mean, our bodies are never an end result. They are always changing, always in flux, always requiring our love, our nurturing, and our maintenance. Find yourself envying the work they put in at the gym or out in nature or through those reps and disciplines and, you know, the way that they eat, the way that they are taking care of themselves, the way that they're even tending to their stress so that they don't have all that cortisol preventing them from getting results. Envy those things because those are the things that will get you the result. Envying the result will do absolutely nothing. And what it really comes down to is learning from those who have gone ahead of us. And that doesn't always mean people who are older than us. Sometimes those who have gone ahead of us are decades younger. And I know, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. Sometimes it can be a hard pill to swallow that, you know, we can do amazing learning from people in their 20s. And reciprocally, they can do amazing learning from us. But we're all here to lift each other up and walk each other home. And it's crucial, especially in our journeys as entrepreneurs, to recognize the mastery others have that we aspire to. Whether it's in innovating marketing strategies or in their ability to build vibrant community around their brand, there is so much to learn. And so much happens in community. Hey, you always hear me talking about how we heal and grow in relationship and community. So if you are not already a member in the Becoming More Me community that I host on the platform known as School, S-K-O-O-L, I invite you to come join us over there. The community is free. There's a link in the show notes where you can join. And I'm in there every week delivering free coaching on things people are requesting it for, sharing over $10,000 worth of resources with you, and linking you up with other like-minded individuals who are also on a journey of healing, transformation, and growth that want to do it in a mind-body way that honors our nervous system, our subconscious mind, and the deep connection between the two of them through which we truly can unlock the next level things we're desiring in our life and business. I look forward to seeing you over there and welcoming you into the Becoming More Me community on School. So I really hope to see you there. Acknowledging that someone else's success can guide our own path is not only wise, it's a strategy for personal and professional growth. And it also requires us to work on a lot of things that nervous system regulation and subconscious mind work are amazing for, like judgment. So oftentimes, when we are in envy or comparison, we are also in judgment of another. And when we can recognize that and release that, so much can change, you know? So this all comes down to how can you transform envy into positive action for yourself? How can you notice when that little green-eyed monster starts to bubble up inside of you and make those feelings alchemize into stepping stones? So we have to start by setting realistic goals that are based on the aspects that you admire in others. And oftentimes, you know, when you are envying or comparing yourself to someone whose business is successful, and you actually look at what it took for them to achieve that success that you are envying, the action steps are areas where you have cultivated great resistance. And so it's another way that we have to get the body and the mind integrated together so that you can start actually taking those action steps. And this sometimes looks like procrastination, this resistance that we have. And this is also a reason why, in my coaching, so often, I'd say 20 to 30% of session time isn't necessarily spent in hypnosis or doing EFT tapping or performing some other kind of, you know, modality or exercise, but rather it's spent in practical coaching about what you need to do next. And that's so important because we can regulate and we can understand things and we can remove subconscious blocks, but if you don't have that next thing to do, it won't really matter. And having that next thing to do while you're working real time with a coach or therapist allows you to see what comes up for you in your mind, in your thoughts, in your body, emotionally, all the things when you actually execute that step. So having practical steps to take is really important. And you can find those practical steps and kind of naturally lead yourself to them by setting realistic goals based on those aspects that you admire or find yourself envious of in the other. You know, see what it is. Is it their public speaking skills that you love? Is it the way that they network? Is it the way that they seem to just magnetize people into community? Whatever it is, make a plan to develop those skills. I have other podcast episodes and great resources in my school community to help you with focus, planning, and productivity. So definitely check those out if that is a stumbling block for you. Whatever those things are, though, that you need to develop to get yourself to that next step, make the plan to develop the skills. And remember, every expert was once a beginner, and every leader was once a learner. In fact, those experts would still probably adopt a beginner's mind as much as possible because they know how much that is beneficial. And I think good leaders are always learning. So why not you? You know, it's definitely an important thing to understand and embrace. And it certainly speaks to how our ego can often get in the way. And we want to prove or show that we are already so amazing at something when we could just quiet that noise, that need to prove ourselves, and learn even more. And knowing that those opportunities are going to present themselves for us to exercise our amazing talents, and that we don't need to prove ourselves to anyone, like quite literally. That's just usually some kind of an inner, again, not enoughness or worthiness thing that is preventing us from taking in the information and releasing the blocks that actually allow us to take the next steps that are aligned with what we want to create in our life so that we can admire it in ourselves instead of envying it in someone else. And we have to remember that there's always opportunities for healing and growth in the things that we are judging, comparing, or envying in others. And those healing opportunities are ways that we can be gentler with ourselves, because a lot of times we find ourselves beating ourselves up into trying to become this next best version of ourselves. But we can become better, we can become gentler, we can make things easier. Again, no absolutes here. That's, you know, we're just looking for this incremental leveling up that helps us to step into a place where we can imperfectly and consistently take aligned action. So first, we are noticing what we are envying or comparing. Then we are also noticing what kind of judgments we're making based on this. And we're finding ways to look at the things that came before the accomplishment, the work, envying the work and the action steps. And then we're looking at our own resistance to that work or those action steps, which is also going to help you understand, do you really want this? Like, because what you are envying or comparing is the culmination of the actions, the aligned actions that person has been taking. Are those things that you want? Or do you just want the outcome? Because you have to want what got the outcome, or you will never have the outcome. So that's when you start noticing, do you really want it? If the answer is yes, what are your resistance points? And what are the action steps that you need to take next in order to start aligning and creating a similar result in your own unique way for yourself? And when you start taking those action steps, what is coming up for you? What kind of procrastination are you meeting? What kind of inaction or resistance are you coming up against? And how are you going to work through that? Again, EFT tapping rounds, I find to be a great way to make quick breakthroughs there. Like same day stuff. If you're looking at a task, you can do an easy EFT round related to the procrastination and resistance to that task. And usually you can find yourself kind of thawing that nervous system freeze pretty quickly and being able to move into that task. That does not mean that it's going to be easy every time. You're going to need to get deeper into the root to make things like that easier in a consistent way, but it will allow you to keep taking that imperfect, consistent action that is going to lead to a better life, not just for you, but for everybody else. You know, when we take responsibility for our own emotional well-being, and then we take action that improves it, there is an undoubtable ripple effect that happens through that. And so we are not only getting ourselves closer to what we want in our personal life or business, wherever this envy is coming in that we are now taking action on and aligning in a positive way, but other people are going to benefit from that too. Other people are going to change and transform because you are changing and transforming. And that is quite literally what it's all about. It's the beautiful thing about all of this. And it's one of the big reasons why I do this work, for sure. So I hope that's helpful for you. And I hope that helps you next time you're really kind of feeling judgy and comparison ridden and envious. I hope that you come into this and realize that there are practical, action-oriented steps that you can take to turn that into fuel for your fire, instead of a reason why you're not as good as that person, or you're not enough, or that, you know, that just can't be me, which are a lot of the thoughts that come through with people that are comparing and envying others. So that's a wrap, guys. You know, I hope you feel inspired to harness your feelings of envy and comparison, and yes, turn them into fuel for your success. I would love to hear the emotions that are coming up for you as you, you know, in the time after you listen to this episode, and how you're able to turn them into positive outcomes. So please share your stories with me. Until next time, keep leaning into this never-ending journey, getting present, feeling the feelings. They are all guideposts on your path to success. Thank you so much for listening. I know you have so many choices when it comes to the podcast to tune into, and I appreciate you listening to Becoming More Me. If you haven't already, please leave us a review, and don't forget to tune in next week for more insights on stepping in to that next version of you that you are just desiring to become. It's on the way. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spending some of your precious time with me today. If you loved this episode, please leave a review or simply share it with someone else who would get great benefit from it too. If you share on social media, please tag me so I can personally connect and thank you. Until next time, keep taking bold and brave steps towards becoming more of who you want to be in this world. You are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough. And if your inner critic is still trying to argue with those facts, hit me up. We've got work to do.